Okay, I think this will be the last recording from South Fallsburg. Shem next week will be back in the Beis Medrash.
Okay.
To resume the shiur in shul. So I found out at the end last week that there's a whole part that was missing from the other edition of the sefer. So I don't know exactly where. We're up on Resh Mem in this one. So either on page Resh Mem or on Resh Yud Beis, where it says HaMishpat Ketzad. We're going to begin with a beautiful Eitzah from the Tzaddik, from this past generation, the Rosh Chabur of the Chassidim of Brest, of the Chassidim Yerushalayim, Rabbi Levi Yitzchak Bender, Zach Levracha, about how one can think about this judgment that takes place, that needs to take place during his bodhidus. We've been talking about this the past few weeks. There's actually I want to begin, before we do Rabbi Levi Yitzchak's Eitzah, I wanted to begin with a Torah, just a tiny little piece of a Torah from Likutei Moran, from Torah Kuf Samach Tes, that goes on this week's parasha. And the reason for that is because this sugya, this avoida of mishpat, of yeshiva das, of cheshbon nefesh, can often feel like something which is very painful and heavy, brings up all kinds of old memories. Not all of them are great. And it's very easy to try to either avoid this part of the Hezbollah altogether, which we learned is ridiculous, understandable, but it really practically disqualifies or makes the Hezbollah really ineffective, or to just sort of get past it as quickly as possible, as opposed to really working on it. But this Torah in Kuf Samach Tes, Rabbi Nachman begins by Haya Ekev Tishmunus Mishpatim Ha'elu Shmartim Vasis Meisa. Rabbi Nachman is going on the Torah in this week's parasha, Haya Ekev Tishmun. Now, of course, the simple pshat in the Ekev Tishmun means that after you hear, Ekev means at the end or afterwards. But you also all know that the Svarma Kedoshim tell us that Ekev is speaking about the end of time also, and the Ekev, the heel of the person. So Ibn Achman says, Ki kishayesh tsaras chas v'sholom, hein tsaras b'chlolius v'pratius. Ibn Achman says that when chas v'sholom, if chas v'sholom there are tsaras, whether those are Klolius or Pratius, if there's Tsaris Chas V'Sholom, general or individual Tsaris, he efshe lirkoid, then the person finds it very difficult to dance. He efshe lirkoid, you can't really dance. If there's Tsaris, Klolius or Pratius Tsaris, you can't dance. He efshe lirkoid. Kikishiyesh dinim, Reb Menachem says, when there are dinim, Chas V'Sholom, Moisun Oisan L'Shluchi HaDin. Then the din, the judgment is given to the Shluchi HaDin, to the Shluchim, to execute, to carry out the judgment. V'heim Nekroim Rotzim. And these individuals who are the Shluchi Bezdin, to carry out the din of the Bezdin, are called Rotzim, runners. Called runners, as they run to carry out the din. V'heim b'chinas raglan or b'chinas raglai. And these shluchim to carry out the din are called raglan, feet, raglaim that are running, feet that are running. So Ibn Achman is saying that when there are tzaras chalila in the world, there are dinim in the world, our feet, are stifled, our feet. The akev of the person, the foot of the person is stifled, is paralyzed, and can't dance because there's tsaras in the world. And these tsaras are carried out through the rotsim, through these people who are called the rotsim, who go with their feet to carry out the dinim. Now, the problem that everybody has with this pasuk is that the word vahaya is a lashon of simcha. That vahaya is a lashon of simcha, of joy. And the question is, based upon what we're learning here, that we're talking about the execution of din and the rotsim running to carry out the din. So what's the vahaya? What's the simcha in the pasuk? What's the vahaya? Why is there a simcha over here? So this goes back to what we're talking about now, these past few weeks. And we're going to see more about this later on in the parak and in the next parak. That when a person is done as atzma, Rabbi Nachman is teaching us that when the person does not wait for the bezdin shalmala, when the person doesn't wait for the bezdin to carry out the judgment and to send the executioner, but rather the person preempts that by judging himself, by being Isaac in Mishpat, by being Isaac in Cheshbon and Nefesh and Mishpat, that when the person does that, he's able to bring about a Hamtokas Hadinim, a wonderful Mitzias that's called Vahaya Ekev Tishmon. So Ibn Achman goes on and says over there, the Ein Vahaya El Lashon Simcha. That Vahaya is a Lashon Simcha. Ekev Hema Raglam. Hainu. Lizka is the simcha that if a person preempts the dinim by judging himself and not waiting to be judged, which really the whole month of Elul is judging ourselves before we're judged, that if a person judges himself, then there could be tremendous simcha. He's mamtik the dinim. And then v'haya ekev tishmun, that the ekev him araglim, and there's such a transformation that takes place. In other words, if we judge ourselves instead of waiting to be judged, if we judge ourselves, so then the result of that, Rabbi Nachman is telling us, is that there's a hamtokas hadinim, and then the vahaya, there's a joy that is so powerful that it reaches all the way down to the akiv, to the feet. And the feet are then filled with joy and they're able to resume the dance of life. They're able to resume that dance of simcha. Again, inside Rabbi Nachman says, Hainu Lizka is the Ekev, Ein Vahaya Ela Eloshen Simcha. Ekev is Hemaraglim. Hainu Lizka is the Simcha Ad Sha Kavim Shemaraglim Yishmu HaSimcha. That if a person is Isaac in this mishpat that we're learning about and judges himself and stays far away from judging others and doesn't wait for himself to be judged, then vahaya ekev, then the joy is able to reach all the way down to the ekev, shema raglim, that instead of the raglim, meaning the executioners who are the rotsim or the raglim, being sent out to carry out judgment against us, instead of that, there's mamish the opposite, that the ekev, the raglayim, become filled with vahaya, filled with joy. Vahaya ekev tishmun. And that's what it goes on. Rabbi Nachman says, is the remez in the pasuk. Vahaya ekev tishmun. Ze zoichen aidei es ha-mishpotim ha-eila. U'shmartim v'asisim ha-eson. How can one be zoiche to this joy that will reach down to the feet, that will bring back the dance of simcha? How can one be zeichet to that? So the vahaya ekev, how do you come to that? So the pasuk goes on and says, vahaya ekev tishmun, how do you reach that? Es ha-mishpatim ha'ela. If you engage in these mishpatim, in other words, if you judge yourself es mishpotem ha'ela, hushmartem va'asisem oisam. Rabbi Nachman says, she'tishmu la'asois ba'atzmichem ha'mishpotem va'adim. Don't wait until the Beis Din sends out shluchim to carry out dinim from Shemayim, limilamalo. But rather, judge yourself, engage in his bardus and this mishpat of his bardus. And then in doing that, as a mishpatim ha'ilu, shmatim ha'sis mosom she'tishmu la'asa yisba'atzvichem ha'mishpatim ha'dinim, sha'ideseh nizbat la'adin shal ma'alak anal. Rav Nachman says that by that, the din shal ma'alu is nizbatim. The din from above is nizbatim. Va'oz va'hoye ekev tishmu. And then there will be tremendous joy. Instead of these shluchim running around to hurt us, our feet, which couldn't dance because of the dinim in our lives, our feet are able to begin to dance again. Shetishmu asimcha b'haraglayim, that the simcha will be so great that even the akev, even the heel, which is the bottom of the person, will be able to hear this simcha of what of an honest person who's judging himself. Hayidei sheyoytzim misham hadinim kanal. So we see that even though it's not easy, and it could be painful, but the mitzias of our carrying out this din is infinitely preferable to wait for the shluchim to come from Beis Din. And not only that, but Rabbi Nachman began by saying that even though a person who's go through tzaras can't dance, he feels that he simply has no simcha at all. But if he then turns within himself and he does this mishpat, he engages in this self-critique, this mishpat, that through that he'll be able to be mavatal, to be mamtik the dinim, to be mavatal the dinim, and that joy will return to his feet, and he'll be able to dance again. So let's see how Rabbi Lev Yitzchak Bender, Zecher Tzadik Levracha, how he would dance. So again, on the bottom of page Reish Mem, on page Reish Yud Gimel, Shemati Rabbi Lev Yitzchak, Alav Hashem Biyu Nifla B'derech Moshel, Al Ha'ofen Shebeha Adam Tzarech Lodon V'lishpat Desatz. I mentioned this in passing a week or two ago, that this was an Eitzah from Rabbi Lev Yitzchak, and I think that everybody will find it very helpful as a model of how to be Isaac in this chelik of his bardus in Mishpat. Okay, the bottom of Reish, remember on Reish Yud Gimel, Mishpat milvad hashayfei, whenever there's a mishpat, a court case, a mishpat milvad hashayfei, besides the judge, there's also the prosecutor, the prosecuting attorney, and the defense attorney. There's the kategor and there's the senegor. During Yom Nirayim, we daven all the time, has kategor, that the kategor should be silenced, and that Hashem should listen only to the senegor, should hear the defense attorney, and to silence the prosecuting attorney. So at every din, at every mishpat, there's the shayfei, there's the kategor, the senegor, and of course there's the defendant. Hakategor ma'alel din is ha'avlois she'osa hanitba. The job of the prosecutor is to reveal all of the avlos, all of the sins, all of the crimes she'osa hanitba that the defendant committed. And he tries to build the charges, when he tries to build a case and to clarify certain charges that are being leveled, against the defendant. Hasenegger, what's the job of the defense attorney? So the Sanegar tries to justify his client. Va'omer hatayna rishon shetana kategor enu emes. So let's say there are three charges. So first, the Sanhedrin tries to prove that the first charge, the first taina of the kategor of the prosecutor, ain't emes. It's not true. It never happens. It's not true. It's not right. Hakategor magzim edvarav. The kategor, the prosecutor, is exaggerating or fabricating, but it's not true. Humisvakeach umeichiach umazber ba'aisus umayvsem. The defense attorney argues this case with all kinds of proofs and evidence. That the accusation is not correct, is not justified. And ain't kanshleisha seif from there. Don't have these three to try to eliminate one of these charges. It's not true. This charge is not true. Then they shall see if I reach lahayaklam. Because this particular charge that he's being accused of, his client is being accused of, is not true. Kfishimatara kategor, as the prosecution is saying, it's simply not true. So that's the first thing. So he tries to eliminate the charge by claiming that it's and proving that it's not true or it's exaggerated. Hasif hasheni. Now the second charge, the defense attorney says, Achein hoya. Okay, there is some basis to the second charge. But the claim here is that the defendant is not the one who is really to blame. He's not the main person to blame for this crime. Who nigrul sham mikhoyse braver. So the defense will try to prove that it was really something that he did do, but he was not a willing and happy participant in the crime. There was a reason. There was some sort of pressure. There was a reason. There were extenuating circumstances where he felt that he was compelled to do this. Didn't have a brayer. Imolov could be he was threatened by somebody. Shichnu oisai. Or he was sort of taken for a ride and schlepped along in some crime. So the defense attorney will try to prove that his client was in fact did do that, according to this second charge, it's true. But he was a shagig, he was an einus. It wasn't by his own free will and accord. Alasif Ashlishi. Now, the third charge, all the attorney can say in defense of his client is that miyad. Yes, this was something he did. He did by his own free will. But I could show you, Your Honor, that based upon these texts or these emails or based upon some confession or whatever it might be, or his behavior following the crime, I could show you. He had charata shescharet miyat uloyada kama davar chomor. He didn't realize. So the attorney will try to prove that he didn't realize how serious this inyan was, what was going on. He didn't know to what extent. He didn't see to what degree he had fallen. Zalayhu. And that's when there's usually this lotion of it. It's not me, meaning it's inconsistent with my client's record, with his usual behavior. That's not his whole life. He hasn't committed any crimes. His whole life, he's an upstanding citizen. So this he did do this, and he wasn't forced to do it. But it's inconsistent with his life and his behavior, his overall behavior. And Zalayhu, and the person who did that, it's not this, it's not him. Who Adam Acher, He's a different person. That's not him. He himself is not really shaykh to such a crime. It's not shaykh. Okay, so this is the way. These are examples of three strategies that would be used by the defense to help to protect his, to acquit his client, or at least to be mamtik the din of his client in court. Ba'ashayfet ha'amiti, and the judge, if this an honest judge, sarach la'achriya al pi ha'tzadik ve'emes. The judge has to try to hear all of this, la'achriya, to make a decision, al pi ha'tzadik ve'emes. Hu chayev lodun din emes la'amita, v'chdei she'yetzei mishpat tzadik. He has to try as much as he can. He has to try that it should be a din emes, la'amita, in order to, that there should be a mishpat tzadik. So kein b'dorim l'zeh, so too, tzarech l'snai la'mishpat sh'odim menahal b'enu l'ven koina. Reb Lev Yitzchak gave an etzah that a person can use this model in his bardus when he is defending himself. First, he's presenting the actual charges. Tzarchle his nail a mishpat shodim nail bein elavein kana. Avol b'mishpat esehu atzma ketegas enegev ashoifer. But of course, in this mishpat, he himself is the prosecutor, he's the defense, and he's the judge. Now, obviously, that can get very, very, either very complicated or could be very, very simple. For many people, it's so simple that the case is thrown out of court before you even get started, or it doesn't even show up. It's postponed, like you have very often with these things. That's inui hadin, where you have not just an inui of carrying out the din, but you have people that I've seen that the courts can schlep things out for years, just to, you know, to torment, to torture the people in the case. So there are ways that to postpone, to delay. We're not talking about that. We're talking about a Jew who shows up in court. And he shows up. He shows up. It's his brothers. He shows up in court. He is the kateger. He is the prosecutor. He is the sanegar, the defense. And he's the netpa. He's the defendant. And he is the judge. All rolled up into one God-fearing and honest Jew. Hashem. The beginning of the mishpat is to come to Hashem and to confess the mitzvahs, to confess the mitzvahs. Of course, Hashem knows, Hashem sees, and the person confesses. And then the person has to ask himself, in the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, of course, he asks himself. He prosecutes himself, he interrogates himself, and he asks, Lama Asa, Masha Asa. Remember, he's trying to get to the truth in order to change. And to ask Hashem's help, to be honest, and to ask Hashem's help. So he has to ask himself now, as the prosecuting attorney, he has to, after admitting what took place, he has to ask himself, Lama Asa, Masha Asa. And not everybody can answer that question, but you try as hard as you can. Lama Asa, Masha Asa, why did you do this? Veich mola oili balasas kei. And how did you have the chutzpah? How did you have the chutzpah to do this? Ech mola li balasas kein. And to be hard on yourself. How could you have done such a thing? And to use whatever psukim or chazals or ingenuity and creativity to accuse and to be real in that prosecution. Yishaber es li balifna Hashem. Till your heart is broken. Yeshaber liba lifna Hashem. Till your heart is mamash broken. Hu atzmai Mishamesh az kikategu. The person himself is the prosecuting attorney. Hu asma mishamesh kikategu. And you have to be good, meaning good at it, and smart, and strong, and clear in presenting the facts and accusing yourself of guilt. Afterwards, the teich kedei ha'ashamas, while you're sitting here in the middle of these charges, and you're accused of these charges, hugam tzarich lios hasanega. You also have to act as the defense attorney. Hugam tzarich lios hasanega. Klemer, limtsay ba'atzmon nekudas schus. You have to look within yourself again, honestly, and to try to find nekudas, points of schus, of merit. Nekudas taivas, shemarei shenochenu, and these nekudas taivas are not denying that this took place. Kach v'kach also. It's true. I did these things. Ach zahay ba'aynis ha'b'shoigi. But it was ba'aynis ha'b'shoigi. Again, in all honesty, I'm looking at this, and there were different things that were going on in my life. Whatever it is, without making up a story, that compelled me, that practically forced me. I tried very, very hard. I tried to overcome this, and I failed. I failed. And I'm guilty of this failure. But, Your Honor, and I have the following to say in my defense, and to defend. And to try to think like today's Baal HaHilula, Shafal of Menachem Av, it's the outside of Kadosh Yisrael, Kadosh Hashem, Rabbi Aaron Labelle Zechus Yilein, who was like the reappearance in our times of the Kedusha slave. That he found all kinds of unbelievable things that the Muhammad Zechus Yilein. Unbelievable things that he was Muhammad Zechus Yilein. And one has to do the oneself also. He said, the Belzer Rebbe Schuslan said that he loves the Chedushim of the Chedush Arim and Shas, the Pilpulim of the Chedush Arim and Shas. And in particular, the Chedushim on Bava Kama. That's his favorite chelik of the Chedush Arim and Shas. He said, the Pilpulim of the Chedush Arim and Bava Kama are mamish. Unbelievable pilpulim, how he was able to work out these sugis with such pilpulim. And he says, I love the Chiddush Arim and Bava Kama. And then he said, sometimes as a Jew, for whom it's so hard for me to find the schus on the Kuda Taiva, but then I try to think like the Chiddush Arim and Bava Kama, and I'm able to make all kinds of pilpulim to come out with a good. That's what he said. The Baal HaHilula for today, the Belzer Rebbe. So, a person has to do that with others, of course. And even when you're danis atzmcha, even when you're judging yourself, mekudas toivus and schusim. Lefamim gam im ma'isev enim karoi. And even in a situation where you're admitting that you're guilty, that what you did was not right, but in my heart, I wasn't proud of myself. I didn't do this in a way of chutzpah. I wasn't happy with myself. My heart was broken. Koyev Leibnei Shuk, my Shaggy got on this. It hurts me that I got dragged into this. It's not avoiding responsibility. We're going to talk at the end of the parak about Kabbalah Sachrayas. There has to be Kabbalah Sachrayas. You have to accept responsibility. And he's admitting guilt, and he has to accept the responsibility. But v'chol zois, to be mamtik the din, and if it's true to say that I wasn't happy with myself, I did that, but I'm not proud, and I'm very heartbroken over the fact that I was makalkal that I messed up. Sherry, any right says, I don't want to be this kind of person. I don't want to live this kind of a life. I don't want to do this. Ke'en sh'amah dovan amal chavashom, the famous teaching on the Pasuk in Tillim, Lamaches Hashem, nenducha kol ta'avasi. The simple pshat is, Hashem, you see all of my taivas. And then it says, v'anchosim imchol nistar, and my krechsing, my anochas, are not hidden from you. So the tzaddikim say, Yedeya ata Hashem, Pej Resh Mem Beis is a kol. Rabbi Shalom, you know everything. Yedeya ata is a kol. You know everything. You know all my times. And you know all my shortcomings and my failures. What somebody means by anchasi, what does it mean my size, my krechses? Aval ata yedeya shani misaneach al zem. But Rabbi Shalom, you know that when I do these things, I krechs, meaning I'm almost like out of control, and I'm not happy about it. I'm not singing about this. I'm not besimcha. I don't show off about it. I krechs about it. Well, at yedesh ani misaneach al ze. Ani misaneach al ze. When we were in high school, there were all kinds of mischief that was going on in the neighborhood. You know, that's common among teenagers, at least in that environment that we grew up in. And there was some chevra that they would brag about their conquests. There were a couple of the guys in the class, a couple of the chevra, they would like to brag about their conquests. Whether they were true, they weren't true, but they were bragging about their conquests. So it was on the cheshbon of some Jewish girl. They're bragging about their conquests. And there were the tznuim and the anovim, the ones that might have been guilty of the same or worse, but they didn't have an inyan to go and talk about their escapades. They weren't proud. They weren't happy with how they were acting and what they were doing. They were misaneach. Ani mistoivei from ke'ev, it's tzar noira. So the defense speaks up and says that my client, meaning myself, as you know, my client is filled with pain, with regret and pain. As far as whatever he's guilty of, he admits. And asks for mechila and slich. That's for sure. If you look at our davening, everybody knows. If you look at beginning with slichas, you open up to any of the slichas, and every single slicha is a learned and amazing statement on behalf, in defense of the Jewish people. All the sikhs revolve around this thing that, Baruch Shalom, you see how tzeklapt and tzahakt we are, and what goes on in our lives, what goes on in Golos. And every single one of the sikhs, from the beginning until the end, sikhs are filled with all kinds of creative and real, not claims of innocence. Also, now davening of Kippur, We're not claiming innocence. We're saying Hashem Bagadna. And Ati Adair Razay Ola Basisre Kol Chai. But we go on to say that the Yetzer, what are we going to do with the Yetzer? What are we going to do with the Yetzer? Ata Yatzarf, Ata Yadei Yitzram, came a boss of Adam. Listen, you created us, and you created us of the Yetzer Hara, and a boss of Adam, and we're flesh and blood. And it goes on. One claim after another claim in defense of the Jewish people, defense of our behavior that we admit. We're not saying it's not true. Hashem the Bagano goes on. We admit that we did these things. And Al Cheshach Hatan Ulfanach. We admit. But we're not happy that we did these things. And even though we might not think all year, some people don't think the whole year about stuff, but when it comes to this time of the year, we start to think about things again, and I'm not happy. I'm not happy with these things that we shouldn't have done. And they hurt us. And just trying to explain the extenuating circumstances, the challenges of my life and the life of Am Yisrael that have brought us to such a shiflus, that have brought us to such a miserable matzav that we're in right now, Erev Rosh Hashanah Tavshin Pegil. And as you know, we matir dvarim klepe mailo, we also throw things kivyocha back to Hashem. That in all due respect, if you're anxious to see some better behavior on our parts, if you could try to make the conditions of our lives more conducive to being good. And it's all the slichas, all of the davening. Just take your favorite part of davening and take any of the piyutim, whatever it is, any of the davening of slichas and Rosh Hashanah Kippur. And that's what it is. And so too, in the mishpat of his baridus, that's how we work in the mishpat of his baridus. Lach miken yisakim zedvar. Afterwards, you summarize. And you judge yourself like the judge. Then you become the judge, standing in front of course, Melech Oyhei Tzedakah Mishpat, HaMelech HaMishpat, and you try to judge in an honest way. Ken Yase Ba'atzma Shiz Barolai Ha'Eichu Nira Bemes. Until you're not sending out the execution of Chas V'Shalom, but until you come up with an honest judgment of yourself, as honest as one can be. Of course, there are a million degrees. As a mishpat latzarach lasas b'kerbi d'roish, this mishpat has to take place in a very serious frame of mind. Be'emes, and honest. V'em tfilu b'akosha l'uzkos l'agil l'mishpat emes, and to ask Hashem, help me to be honest. Help me to come to a mishpat emes. Ki adam mole ben negiyas v'shoicha. Because a person is full of all kinds of negiyas, all kinds of shoicha. The judging ourselves, the judge is being bribed all the time. When you judge yourself, the judge is on the payroll. The judge is being bribed, and it's very very hard. It should be a mishpat emes. You have to daven to ask Hashem that this mishpat, even though it hurts, it should be a mishpat emes. It should be an honest mishpat. So, gam mevara lahavin ayim anekudas ha'tayves shehizki nachainasheim. You also have to be mevara. Are you being honest about these nekudas tayves, the good nekudas, in defense of yourself? Are they true? Is it legitimate? Hashem terutz, or maybe stam a terutz. I'm just stam making excuses. It's very hard to know that. You try. ask Hashem for help. Hashem is Baruch HaMaseyel Adam Losha B'tshuva. Hashem is Baruch is right to B'tshuva. He wants us to B'tshuva. In the beginning, it's hard. But when a person gets used to this, then he feels this tremendous siyata d'shmaya to come to the truth, to be honest, and to get to the truth. The truth is not always so gewaldic, but to get to the truth. And when you do that, remember, that will already bring a person tremendous simcha to come to the truth and to be able to talk to Hashem about it, to ask for help and to change. Al zeguf, no. Kamesh goes from Lukut Elochis. Sh'odim Rabbi Nosson writes Lukut Elochis, Sh'odim Avakash Elochis with Erechemes, Min Shemaim Yisa'uhu Bekach. So Rabbi Nosson says that a person who wants to go in the true way, Hashem will help. Ki hechofetz be'emes mo'yisven lo'y ma'aloch shal emes. Rabbi Nosson says a person who wants the truth, Hashem, even though it's so hard for him, Hashem will send him a ma'aloch to help him, v'yizkel adas emes. The Malach will help him to know the truth, to come to the truth. So for this itself, you have to daven a lot. Ribbono shel Olam, Master of the World, Psach Einai Velibi, I'm asking you, Ribbono shel Olam, to open my eyes and to open my heart. Or else, how else do I know? If I'm going to hide and I'm not going to be honest, how else will I know what I need to fix? I shouldn't deceive myself. I shouldn't cheat and lie and deceive myself. Play games. To help me understand why did I do these things and how I can't make light of these things. I can't just poo-poo like this was nothing. It was a serious thing. And I'm asking you to help me, to show me a way that I can repair these things, that I could change, that I could be better. Before a person is Isaac in this type of mishpat, he's just confused. Mibulbal. He just goes on living day after day. He doesn't really know where is he in the world. Where am I in the world? Who am I? Only Yeshiva Das. He doesn't have Yeshiva Das. Adam Shloyadev Lay Mavin Mamatsova, a person who doesn't know. Doesn't understand his matzav, any ochel espal. He can't really daven. The schanin lishpech is liable to pour his heart out with the maisel of Hashem and his tears to Hashem. Because he doesn't know what's wrong. He doesn't understand what's wrong. Even if he might think there's something wrong, he doesn't recognize the significance of his mistakes, the seriousness of what he's done. So he can't really daven. He can't cry out to Hashem. It's like, you know, if you have ever had like a silly conversation with a three-year-old, something like let's say the three-year-old was holding a bag of candy. And as three-year-olds or two-year-olds, whatever, as they will often do, just all of a sudden had this idea to take this bag of candy and to throw it over the entire room. Right? So, and it, maybe it's even Chometz Erev Pesach, you know? And the kid throws it over the whole room. Then you have this brilliant father or mother that says to the kid, well, how do you feel about that? Kilu is like an adult sitting in therapy who's paying $285 for a half hour or something. He asked the kid, how do you feel about that? And the kid says, I feel great about that. And you want the kid feels great. It was fantastic. He saw all of the different things flying in all different directions. And it was mikoychei mamish that he was able to be poil, this amazing thing of throwing candy all over the room. And now you expect this kid to feel guilty about it. He doesn't understand bechla what the avon is. And then you say something else that's brilliant. You say, don't you know that we had a cleaning girl this morning? Or don't you know that mommy worked so hard to make the house ready for Shabbos? And how could you do such a terrible avla to your mother? How could you commit such a crime against humanity? What are you, an anti-Semite? Are you a son of Yisrael that you did such a thing, that you threw your candy all over the room? And the kid doesn't know what you're talking about. The kid's having a gevaldig good time. So there are people who live their entire lives like that. There's no mishpat. And the mimela, if there's no mishpat, then what's the impetus to daven? But this child's going to say, Rabbeinu Shalom, please, please help me to control this urge that I have. I have the strangest urge that when I get a full bag of pretzels, I throw them on the floor. Or when a kid sits in the high chair, they have this inyan, you know, you have to wear a mask and an apron. You sit with the kid by the kids in the high chair, they start chucking food at you all over the place. You know, they start throwing food. So this child's going to daven, Rabbeinu Shalom, what happened to me? I became crazy. Why would I take this? First of all, it's Baltashkes. So how could I be over on the life of Baltashkes? And then I'm causing my mother such aggravation, such pain, and she loves me so much. And she's so kind to me. So how could Mamisha? It's I know Mamisha knows the verb. I said to her bad things. I did bad things. How could I do this? And all of this other stuff. I'm a ganav. I'm a gazlan. I took something that doesn't belong to me, and I ruined it. The child doesn't believe or understand any of the charges that are being made by his parents. So what regret, what remorse, and there's no tefillah. He's not davening, help me that I should control this urge that I have to throw stuff all over the room. And it doesn't bother him at all. Doesn't bother him at all. So there's no bakashas racham. He's not asking his mother for rachamim either. And if he does, it's because he's a smart kid. And which will often happen with kids, the mother will say, are you sorry? Are you sorry? Say that you're sorry. Are you sorry? So the kid doesn't have a prayer. The kid says, I'm sorry. Can I have some more candy? You ever have that? We do that to Hashem's Baruch all the time. I'm sorry. But it's not like to wait 5 minutes. Tachki de diba. I'm sorry. Can I have more candy? And the mother says, no. You had the candy. Now it's all dirty. You threw it on the floor. You can't have any more candy. Or I'm punishing you. There's no more candy. And how could you have such chutzpah that just after you ruined the whole bag of candy, you're asking me for candy? Kids do that all the time. They spill something, right? You give a kid something to drink, and the kid spills it all over the place, and he starts to cry. So the parent thinks, he must have such charata. He must have such charata. Look how this kid is crying. And the kid is crying because now he doesn't have any soda. He says, I want more soda. And adults don't live this way. Adults live this way also. I spilled the soda. I want more soda. Have. Give me this. Give me that. So there can be there's no mishpat, there's no bakashas rachim. There's no bakashas rachim. Have you ever had the misfortune of watching like clips back from when Yimach Shemo, when Eichmann was on trial? When he went back to his cell, he was crying, I feel bad. I feel so bad about Rabbi Shalom, help me. There's nothing at all. There was no recognition of sin, and there was no regret, and there's no tefillah. There's no davening. There's nothing. It's only that after there's Yishuv Adas and there's Mishpat, and it's clear to you. Then you can start to ask Hashem, please. Now I realize what I did. I'm asking you for rachim. Hashem is baruch shiyim chalai v'kavala, but also that you should bring me to your avodah. Rav Nosson Moisif HaKaiser, Rav Nosson adds, the famim hadam raya she'ein dailo b'diburim mashu shayfet es atzma. Sometimes a person sees that he doesn't have the words, enough words to judge himself. she is anav yisagif atzma kach al ma'isiv shasu. So really, Reb Levi Yitzchak's Eitza is already alluded to in Reb Nosson, as far as judging oneself in such a way. Yisagif atzma, sometimes you should penalize yourself and punish yourself, obviously in a normal way. As we'll see more coming up, that when you make a din lamata, ain't din lamala. So penalizing yourself in some way, in a way that's not chalila, exaggerated or in any way dangerous chalila, but by punishing oneself, you're already executing the judgment below. So mimela, it's mamtik, it sweetens, it removes all need to be for there to be the execution of any dinim from above, because you punished yourself again in a way that's normal and healthy. I'm not talking about crazy things. Sometimes the mishpat requires that you constantly yourself, you penalize yourself. Or even better, that you take something upon yourself to be mechayev you to do something in a different way. In that inyan, to mechayev yourself to do something better, to do things in a better way. I will have to stop here. I think we'll stop here. And Mitzvah Hashem. First, I didn't thank at the beginning Jeff Weinberg, Meridian, the whole Chavra, all the Parnassim and Shul. Don't have it right now in front of me. I want to thank Simcha Safir for always working on that, taking care of that. And I'm looking forward to Mitzvah Hashem, to seeing everybody in person. I mean, not everybody, some of you are in Eretz Yisrael, but further away from Woodmere, it's not Shaykh to come. But to seeing you in person, Taki in Eretz Yisrael, that we should see the Nechama B'tzin in Yerushalayim, even though I like it here in the country, but I'd rather be together with all of you in Yerushalayim. We should be in Yerushalayim together. It should be soon, Be'ez Hashem.